Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the series Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning. In our last discussion, we spoke about how everyone from amongst man and jinn will be gathered for reckoning after resurrection, and we discussed various Quranic ayat in that regard. We spoke about how the first to be gathered will be none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we explained the narration where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when he wakes up, you will see Musa alayhi salam holding on to the pillars of the throne. He's not sure whether this was because Musa alayhi salam was exempt from falling unconscious because of what happened at the Mount of Tur, where he fell unconscious when asking to see Allah, or whether he was resurrected before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also explained that the majority viewpoint of the scholars is that animals also will be resurrected, but after the injustices between them are settled, they will be told to cease to exist. They won't be rewarded or punished in Jannah or Jahannam. And we quoted the relevant ayat in that regard. Now, we move on in terms of the description of the gathering of mankind. We learn from a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated by Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, recorded in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, "You will be gathered barefoot, naked, and uncircumcised. No clothes, no shoes, and uncircumcised." Allah says, "Kama bada'na awwala khalqin nu'idu wa'dan 'alayna inna kunna fa'ilin." As we began the first creation, we shall repeat it. It is a promise binding upon us. Truly, we shall do it. When Aisha radiallahu anha heard this, she said, "Ya Rasulullah, men and women gathering together, naked, looking at one another." The Nabi of Allah said, "Oh Aisha, it will be too distressing for them to be looking at one another. The circumstances on the day and the situation will be so distressing that even though everyone is naked, they will not be worried about looking at each other." Then there's the hadith of Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu an, when he mentioned that, "I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, the dead person will be resurrected in the clothes in which he dies." And the scholars have gone through various explanations explaining what does this mean. And many say it means that he will be resurrected, not necessarily in the literal sense with the clothes in which he died, but meaning in the condition in which he died. So as an example, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu's narration in Sahih Muslim, where he says, "I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, when Allah wants to punish a people, the punishment befalls whoever is among them. Then they will be resurrected according to their deeds," meaning according to the condition of their actions. And like this, then various examples are given in Bukhari and Muslim. There's the example of a man who was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his camel threw him off, and he broke his neck, and he was in ihram. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wash him with water and lotus flowers, and shroud him in his two garments. Do not anoint him with perfume or cover his head, for on the day of resurrection he will be raised, reciting the talbiyah." So in that same condition, reciting the talbiyah. "The shaheed will be raised on the day of resurrection with his wounds bleeding red with the scent of musk." That's why it is preferable to encourage the dying person to say La ilaha illallah, so that he may die in that condition and that be resurrected in that particular condition. So initially Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will gather his slaves barefoot, naked, and uncircumcised. Then Allah will give clothes to his slaves. It won't remain in indefinite condition. The righteous will be clothed in noble garments. And the evildoers will be clothed in trousers made of tar. You know, the tar on the road. And a shield of scabs and other awful garments. Very inflammable. Making it worse in terms of punishment. The first of the slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to be clothed will be none other than Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari where Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The first of creation to be clothed on the day of resurrection will be Ibrahim al-Khalil alayhi salatu wasalam." Why? The scholars explain that there's various reasons, various opinions given, but the most correct one is that when he was thrown into the fire by Namrud, they removed his clothes. So as a recompense, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make it such that he will be the first person to be clothed on the day of Qiyamah. There is a narration in Bayhaqi, where Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said, "The first to be clothed on the day of resurrection will be Ibrahim alayhi salam, who will be clothed in a garment from paradise. A chair will be brought and placed to the right of the throne. Then I will be brought, meaning Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and clothed in a garment from paradise, the like of which has never been seen. That's it for today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.